Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for spending your Friday evening with us here on Tech Vibe Radio. I can't think of a better thing to be doing than nerding out with us. I'm just saying it's a full hour of all the great stuff happening in Pittsburgh. You can only get it in one place.
I know.
I'm bragging,
right here.
Man.
You're
I'm bragging.
Bragging.
I got
I like
to.
That.
I like it too.
He's missed for 2 decades.
That's
He's
right.
been with the Tech Council 2 decades. We just had a party for him.
Holy cow.
Amazing. Telling the stories.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm flying high all month. That's all I can say. No one's going to mess with me. It's a good month.
Yeah.
Exactly right. 20 years of doing what I love. Who can complain?
So it's so great. So let's talk about who we have in the house.
Yeah, we're jumping right into this
topic.
Because we've got a great event coming up just a few days from now. So let's get into it. So, absolutely. So introductions, please.
Yeah, so I'm Julie Kramer. Mm-hmm. I am vice chair of Women in Bio, our chapter here in Pittsburgh. So we're really excited to bring to you in just a little while, on September 26th, our Power event. This is our annual event. It stands for Pittsburgh Outstanding Women Entrepreneurship Rally.
Makes a great acronym.
Right,
I like
it does.
That. Yes.
We like to highlight the women in life sciences in the area. And I have with me Rachel Copper.
Hello, everyone. So I've been with the organization since inception in 2012.
Right.
And just about 4 years ago, we got together with one of our wonderful founders, Babs Carrier, who said, you know, we have got to not only promote women within our own organization, but also enable the entire community to celebrate these amazing women in life sciences. So we came up with this Power event. And this rally happens every year. And this year's topic is about the future of medicine. So we are going to be talking about precision medicine. Precision medicine is different than personalized medicine.
Yeah, tell me, what is precision medicine? Give us
So precision medicine really is about developing targeted treatments that are going to address the needs of groups of people who wouldn't necessarily get a treatment that's going to satisfy their specific needs. If, you know, the FDA were to approve just one drug for something, then maybe it would meet or maybe it would not meet the specific needs of a specific demographic of people. So these targeted treatments can provide higher levels of efficacy for the treatments that they're receiving, the drugs, the devices, whatever it may be. And it's the future of medicine. Everyone is looking at things from these genome, these demographics.
And you've got quite, I mean, you've got a selection of speakers for this thing. Like, I mean, this is like the who's who.
You've got a lot
of what's going on here. And I really want to encourage people to go to the website and learn more about this as well, too, because, I mean, everyone's welcome to attend this. Everybody.
That's right. Everyone in the community can go. And they can go to womeninbio.org /Pittsburgh. And then they can see the event information there and sign up. There are still room. Believe it or not, we still have some seats. It's going to be a really huge event. It's held up at Alloy 26.
Yeah.
And that space is a fantastic incubator space, and we're going to be hosting.
I go there just for the coffee.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying right now, at the very least, you'll get a great cup of coffee.
Absolutely, absolutely. We always have a little bit of networking before and after all of our events,
of course.
And that also always comes along with a little bit of food and a little bit of drink, so
absolutely.
Everybody has a good time. We have six stellar women that are coming in to talk about precision medicine in several different areas. We have women from medicine, actually in the clinic, talking about precision medicine. We have a couple of women from industry who have taken it outside of academia.
Nice.
And then we have also one, Diane Holder, who is from...
We've heard of Diane Holder somewhere, right?
a little bit. So she's going to talk a little bit about from the payer's perspective. So it would be great, you know, if we have all these precision medicine tools, but if we don't have anybody to pay for it,
then what good are they?
Exactly. So we're really excited about all of our guests.
All the way around, like, I think everyone needs to put this on their calendar and check it out.
Because
you're going to get so much out of it. You're going to get some cool knowledge. You're going to meet lots of people.
Right, right. And we can't stress enough that although we are Women in Bio who is putting this on, we love to have men at our events, all of our events, not just our power event.
Right.
We know that it takes a community, and we are not a community solely of women. We are a community in the life sciences of men and women. So we encourage men to come to this event and in all of our events.
Like I was saying, everyone's encouraged to attend.
Absolutely.
So this is September 26th.
Yep.
From 6 to 8:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
At
Alloy 26.
100 South Commons.
Yes.
Yep. Which is in the north side.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Something new that we're doing with this particular event is we are offering free childcare. So if you register for the event and you register for to have your child come with us, we have professionals
are
there to take care of them.
Are you working with Flexible?
We are working with Flexible.
So are we.
Yeah.
So are we. Yes.
Yeah,
that's what
excited.
It's all about. We want to make sure people don't have an excuse not to come.
Exactly.
There's a great resource there to watch the kids while you go and build some networks and get some knowledge and stuff like that. What other events do you guys do over the course of a year to kind of keep everybody, you know, in the know and connected?
Right. So we have almost an event every month. So sometimes they're purely social for networking.
Okay.
Sometimes they're more formal networking. This year, our events focus mostly on entrepreneurship, and our theme is kind of different every year.
Right.
We oftentimes will have small panels or workshops for women to help women and men in their careers. So helping forward them in their careers and the skills that they need for sometimes negotiating, sometimes how do you dress well, and all kinds of different events.
Very, very cool. And let's give the website one last time so people don't forget.
Yep, womeninbio.org. And then look for the Pittsburgh chapter
Look
for the Power event. They are on September 26th.
Very, very cool.
That's great.
I encourage everyone, do that. And you guys have an open ticket to come here anytime to promote what you guys are doing, because we want to help spread that word, because we know you guys are doing the good work. And we're here to help blast that to our listeners as far as that goes. And Audrey, we got a great show in front of us. Like I said, we start this show off like this banging.
This is great.
Crazy,
I love
having
the fact
fun.
That this is so inclusive.
I know.
They're doing.
That's what it's all about.
It's very inclusive. Even though they're highlighting women, it's really for everyone.
It is for
and
everyone.
Thank you for your leadership on that.
Great, great stuff. So on today's show, I mean, we have events coming. This is crazy, actually, because we're on the precipice of the Three Rivers Venture Fair.
Right.
We have Joe Slezak stopping by to talk about that. And that's happening on October the 11th and 12th, which leads up to Tech 50.
Right. Finishes up the afternoon, early afternoon of the 12th, and then we have Tech 50 that night.
That night.
Right.
That's going to be a crazy
week. And then earlier that week, I think it's Launch CMU.
It is Launch CMU.
It's a great week.
It's a whole week of everything really cool and fun happening in Pittsburgh's tech ecosystem just coming up. I have a special podcast that's coming up tonight, Audrey. We started this a couple weeks ago with Buchanan, Ingersoll & Rooney and the Buchanan Labs. So this installment is talking about robotics. You know me, my love of robotics, right? So we have we're talking to some academia tonight, and we're talking to some of the companies. And then if you go onto iTunes and you just search for Tech Vibe Radio, you will find more content where I get to nerd out with Sigrid, I get to nerd out with Hebi Robotics, and also with Carnegie Mellon University as well, talking about what they're doing to commercialize stuff. So we have bonus content tonight. You can unlock the secret content after listening to our first segment tonight. So that's segment number two. We got two more coming with Buchanan Labs where we get to dive deep with what's going on.
Yeah, that's great.
And I think our next one's going to be on immigration, which I'm excited about.
Oh, I'm excited
about
that.
We're going to have you in on that one as well. This one I handled solo. The next one we're going to get you in on the action there too, Audrey.
That's great.
And then ShowClix, celebrating 10 years.
I know.
Wow. That's all I can
Whip
say.
Buy.
10 years.
We'll buy them a sheet cake.
Yeah, they're getting a sheet cake. And actually, I mean, these guys here with Women in Bio, that's 5 years. So you get half a sheet cake. Okay, so
maybe you get one corner of the sheet cake.
You get a corner of the sheet cake. So any sort of like
the most delicious corner, right?
The most delicious with the most icing and all the fun stuff on it. Maybe sprinkles and stuff like that too. So either way, we're glad that we're milestones happening all over the place. Anyhow, learn more about the Tech Council by going to pghtech.org. There's just too much going on to keep track of it anymore. And keep your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio because we have way too much action coming your way. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us, pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at PGH Tech. Thanks for keeping your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio this Friday night, bringing you the best of what's happening here in Pittsburgh's technology ecosystem. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Audrey, we've got a good friend with us tonight. We do.
Hi, this is Joe Slezak with Clifton Larson Allen.
Nice for you to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're pumped to have you around, man. This is the time of year we get excited because it's like so much cool activity happening in the fall when it comes to the ecosystem here. And the big one of the signature things is the Three Rivers Venture Fair. And I'm excited, man. It's right around the corner. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's an exciting time for the Venture Fair. You know, the fair occurs every 18 months. So this particular cycle, it happens to fall in the fall. And we are looking at another great year. The fair has been around since the early 2000s, and it's continued to grow.
I was going
to
say, give us a little history on this, because, yeah, you say early 2000s, like, time's going by way too fast for me then.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things that has continued to grow. You know, it's part of the Pittsburgh Venture Capital Association, mm-hmm. and it was their premier event and is their premier event. And it started in early 2000s as a way to help connect entrepreneurs with investors.
Absolutely.
And it's one of those, I think it's one of the fairs that has continued to grow, because I know the industry,
yeah,
that a lot of them have gone backwards.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah, there was
it
a big
totally
swell
has.
And then they kind of contracted a little bit. But now, like, you know, this one keeps getting every year a little bigger, or I would say every 18 months.
Yes.
It's a little bigger. And like, the 18 month thing always throws me off, because maybe that's why I can't keep track of them all. It's like, wait, it's like, was that spring of 2006 or fall of 2000 something? But anyhow, I digress. It's an awesome thing because it's a regional. It goes outside of Pittsburgh. It goes into Ohio. It's like a mid-Atlantic type thing almost.
And that's definitely where we're at this point in time. It definitely started as Pittsburgh based, mm-hmm. then it expanded into Eastern Ohio and then Western Ohio. And for a while, it covered the Western PA and Ohio
market
pretty solid. And then in the past few years, we've just grown exponentially. You know, I was looking at the attendee list, and last fair, we had representatives from portfolio companies, potential portfolio companies from Chicago, Buffalo, Baltimore, Texas. We actually had international representation. We had a company from Korea.
Interesting.
That came into attendance. So it's one of those things that I would almost say is starting to cover really a whole Eastern Midwest.
I was going to say, man, you're like,
section.
You'll be continental U.S. before you know it. I
mean, well, it's great. Yeah. It's great visibility for the city, okay, no matter where people come from. And it's great because the region, by and large, doesn't do such an amazing job in getting the kind of capital that we need. So hats off to the Three Rivers Venture Fair that, you know, it's sort of like the gift that keeps on giving, where we're building those relationships outside of here.
Definitely. And I think the investors are nationwide. It's the portfolio companies that have been growing. The investors
exactly.
have always been
yeah.
nationwide coming to this region.
Right.
It's just there's portfolio companies getting involved at a much broader scale. I know as of about a week ago, we've already had companies from 16 different states
wow.
that will be attending this year's Venture Fair.
So maybe we should like make a rule. If they come to Pittsburgh, what can we do to make sure that they stay here?
Yeah, they get a one-way ticket in. They can't. It's like the Roach Motel.
They can't leave.
They check in, but they can't check out.
Yeah, I wish we could do that because ultimately we view it as an economic development system for the region.
For sure.
But as part of that, it gives exposure to Pittsburgh that we may not have had.
Right.
We get that exposure of, and then I think it falls upon the community as well in general to help show what Pittsburgh has to offer to those companies when they're
for
in
sure.
the area.
Absolutely.
And to reach out to them.
So, Joe, what are the dates for this year? Because this goes over a couple of days.
It's going to be October 11th and October 12th.
Right.
Right.
So right on the heels of Tech 50.
And it's right on Tech 50. So
yeah,
we're excited
we love
about
it.
That.
It's a cool flow.
Tech 50 is October 12th.
Yeah, actually, if you look at the calendars, it's starting a pretty good tech week.
It is.
The CMU launches on
that Monday,
the 10th,
I think. Right.
I think the Tuesday before
Absolutely.
The Venture Fair and then
right.
Tech 50 on Thursday night.
Right. So it's great.
We could dub it like the week of tech and all things fun in Pittsburgh.
So you're going to talk a little bit about CLA, Clifton Larson, what you're up to?
Yeah. So Clifton Larson, we're a national professional services firm. We offer integrated public accounting, outsourcing, and wealth advisory to our clients. And one of our large sectors is the entrepreneurial investment community, which actually is why I'm involved with the Pittsburgh Venture Capital Association.
Right. You've got a long history from your previous company that was acquired by Clifton of having big presence with the entrepreneurs.
Yeah. You were like the entrepreneur's
the go-to
firm.
Yes.
The go-to
right.
firm.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes. Prior to the KFMR, prior to the acquisition in November 2015. So our local office, the CLA Pittsburgh office, has been involved in the tech community locally for as long as I can remember.
Yeah. Decades. Literally, no. I go back 20 years and I can remember, you know, in the day advertising and just being engaged with the community, working with the entrepreneurs and the startup companies and being that trusted advisor and partner as far as that is. So
are you helping any of these entrepreneurs get ready for these pitches?
Yes, actually we...
You have like a boot camp set up for a Saturday morning, make them do some push-ups and...
So the Venture Fair actually has a boot camp set up
as
part of it. And a number of our professionals are involved with the event in general as myself.
Okay.
Pete Furrow, one of the principals at the office, is going to be coaching one of the portfolio companies. And we, you know, we realize when our clients are going to be presenting as well. And so we reach out to those individuals beforehand.
And help them, right?
Yes, make sure they're prepared for the venture fair. I think the one thing you got to remember is not everyone fully realizes it is you have a short window to make an impression. And that pitch.
You got 30 seconds or less, actually, or less to make that impression.
That pitch has to be perfect. So we want our clients to succeed.
Right.
So we want to help them to make sure they get the best foot forward.
That's why Pittsburgh is so cool, because there's big companies like yours with all that experience and they want to work with the small guys because they see them as the future and they want to invest in that.
Right.
I love it.
Where's the information? What's the website?
Yeah, what's the website? Where can people go?
The website is 3RVF.
Rivers.com.
Yes.
And you can find out information there. You can get tickets. It's too late for companies to pitch, right? To submit?
Yes. The selection process, that deadline closed on September 1st.
Okay. But, so it's too late for that.
But anybody can attend to hang out and it's,
but people can attend. Anyone who's an angel investor is interested in seeing what's happening. Obviously, anyone that's a venture investor should be there.
Yeah, definitely. I think and the investors are a key part. I think a lot of times people think so there's a new format, the Venture Connections, and there's what I call the advertised investors that want to be acknowledged in the book. I don't think what a lot of people realize is there are a number of angel investors in the room who don't advertise that they're investors.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. They're just there sniffing stuff out, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's an important thing to know. Yeah. So when you're there, you got to be on your toes because you could be talking to somebody that could be a potential investor for you. That's why, hence, if you go through the boot camp and get the training, you can be talking sharp about your company all the time.
That's right.
And be on point. I don't know. This is a great thing for us to have. I'm so glad that the PTC is a part of it. And really, I just see everyone who's everybody in our ecosystem here is part of this venture fair because it's that important. And it does great things for us on so many different levels. So
definitely,
I can't encourage people enough. 3rvf.org, .com.
.com.
.com. The org stuff always throws me off. That's why I ask. And if people want to learn more about what's going on at CLA, where can people go and check you guys out?
It's claconnect.com.
Okay. Just that simple.
That's it.
I love it.
That's
great. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, CLA, for all the work that you do and for this community.
And Jim, all the work you do at for the venture, I know you kind of basically lead up the yeoman's work of the marketing stuff there, and you've got a great team of volunteers that are part of the committee, and that's what makes it happen is people coming together like that. So,
yeah, and I want to say there's a great team. I mean, there are probably over 200 committee members across the city.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is truly a city event. You know, everyone kind of gets involved in committees.
Great.
So it's just not one person.
Nope.
It's a big community.
Yeah, but you
event.
Offer a lot of help.
Absolutely, man.
I do. But I also get a lot of help.
It's all good, man. I love it. Thanks for stopping by, Joe. Good stuff. We're taking a break. We are coming right back with more Tech Vibe Radio. And reminding everybody, our Tech 50 event right on the heels of the Three Rivers Venture Fair on October the 12th. I can't believe it's happening. My favorite time of the year. So much good stuff happening.
I know. I'm really excited about that week.
Absolutely. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for keeping your dial tuned here to Tech Vibe Radio on KDKA. This is Jonathan Kirsting, and I've been really pumped up. We've been doing this new series with Buchanan Ingersoll and Rooney in Buchanan Labs, and it's all about exploring the really fun facets of tech happening here in Pittsburgh. We're going to be dedicating this segment to what's happening in robotics. I mean, honestly, robotics is making so much headlines, really putting Pittsburgh internationally recognized for the companies, the research, the talent that's happening. Just so exciting. I'm so glad to be partnering with Buchanan Ingersoll and Rooney on this, and Buchanan Labs. And we have Susan Hartman here. Susan, welcome to the show today. And you're with Buchanan. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What are you up to these days?
Sure. I have been with Buchanan Ingersoll and Rooney for more than 20 years. And during that time period, I have represented quite a few early stage companies, and it's always great. They're exciting to work with, and I enjoy all the different issues that come up and trying to help them commercialize their technology.
So you've been working with some of these really cool companies. I mean, obviously, robotics companies, they need legal help, and you're there to help them. How have you seen this industry kind of growing, moving and grooving, for lack of a better term, over the past years?
It has really grown over the last few years, particularly. We have seen so many startups coming out of in this industry, and the technology has substantially moved forward in all kinds of exciting ways, and I just really enjoy talking with these companies about all the cool things they're doing.
Well, you get to have a lot of fun then. You're on the front lines with these folks. These are like your friends and your family that you're working with day in and day out. I absolutely love it. And what's really cool is we're doing this interview from a center where Buchanan Labs has its desk. The PTC has its desk here as well, too. And, I mean, Buchanan Labs, it's so cool to have this facility here for you guys to be in order to interact with these companies that are here, the startup companies, emerging companies. I'm just so glad that we're here doing this. And we're going to talk to a bunch of folks today about what's going on in Pittsburgh's robotics scene. I mean, we have Jeff Christensen from C-Grid, Dave Rowlandson from Hebi, and Matthew Travers from Carnegie Mellon University. I mean, we all know CMU is kind of it's the epicenter of what's going on robotics-wise, which is spinning off these great companies like the C-Grids and like the Hebis of the world as far as that goes. And we're going to talk to those guys in just a quick second here. I just can't wait to get this going. And just reminding our listeners that this is like a deep dive series. We're going to have more in-depth interviews. That if you go to iTunes and just search Tech Vibe Radio in the podcast section, or if you go to Buchanan Labs, or you go to pghtech.org, you can find the interviews there as well and really get a better understanding as to what's happening here in Pittsburgh's robotics industry. I cannot wait to get this thing rolling. So we got Dave Rowlandson from Hebi Robotics. What a cool company. Dave, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us today.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So what is Hebi?
So Hebi is a company that makes smart modular robotic actuators. So what we're basically trying to do is make building blocks that are as easy and as intuitive to use as Lego, so that you can basically just put together basic components and be up and running with a custom robot or robotic system as quickly as possible.
So with your pieces, I can order them up, put them together, and create my own creation based on your parts.
That's the idea.
I love it. Where did this come from?
So this came out of the Snake Robot Lab at Carnegie Mellon. Professor Howie chose
it. Wait, back up. The Snake a Lobot?
Snake Robot Lab.
Say that 10 times.
Snake Robot Lab.
I can.
Yeah. So what we wound up doing is making these modular Snake robots because we needed to maintain them and we wanted to try them in different environments, so they'd have to be shorter or longer and have different sensors on them. And for the longest time, we tried to make a Snake robot company spin off from the lab, but what we wound up really kind of focusing on as kind of the nugget of technology was really what was going into those modules, and then basically making kind of actuated bits, building blocks that are much more general purpose.
I see. So Jeff Christensen from C-Grid, mm-hmm. You guys have been at this for quite a while.
Yeah, I think we're old timers in the robotics world here
exactly.
in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
You guys have been making some serious traction. And so tell us about yourself and what C-Grid is all about.
Yeah, so C-Grid, we make self-driving vehicles, but just not the ones that are on the road. They're the ones that are in factories.
In factories and warehouses.
Yeah, all over the place, yeah.
Which is exciting. And you've worked with a lot of companies locally as well, too, to get these things into the marketplace, right?
Yeah, so we've partnered with a lot of development people here, and we also have, customers both here, all across North America, into the UK and Germany and all of this. So it's going great. I mean, we crossed over 700,000 miles of autonomous travel, all in customer facilities recently, so that was pretty cool.
That's quite the accomplishment.
Yeah,
there.
So it's a real thing. Yeah.
Very, very cool. Now, on the research side of things, Matthew Travers from Carnegie Mellon University.
That's me.
Whoa. First off, I have to say,
I sleep better at night knowing Carnegie Mellon University is around.
Okay.
Because the research that goes on, the stuff that spins out, is what's making Pittsburgh really the place to be as far as I'm concerned.
If you really knew what was going on around there.
We won't go.
Maybe for another show.
No, absolutely, man. So what do you do at Carnegie Mellon? What's your deal?
So I'm actually a research faculty in the Robotics Institute.
Okay.
So I've been employed there. I've been a research staff or a faculty now in one way or another for about 5 years. So I actually now co-direct the lab that the heavy modules actually originated out of.
I love it.
So we do a number of different robots, everything from non-invasive surgical robots, so you know, very, very small scale robots, all the way up to very, very large scale industrial robots, things found in factory floors, right, and everything in between.
That's what I find so interesting, is that when most people think of robots, they're thinking of like this humanoid looking thing that, you know, talks like this, and mm-hmm. I am not a party robot type thing. But it's all about processes, and it's all about like pieces. It's not necessarily, you know, it's across all different industries. I mean, people may not realize that there's robotics and things they have no idea about, like robotic surgery. It's not a robot doing surgery, but it's like an arm or a manipulator that allows more precise, yep, you know, surgeries and things like that. Yep. So, I mean, obviously, how much fun do you get to have working on this variety of things coming out of Carnegie Mellon University?
It's incredible. I mean, people always ask, what's the most sort of fundamental component of what you do? And the answer is always the same, right? I mean, it's the people who are there. Everything from the students to the other faculty to the research staff, I mean, that's what really makes that place special.
Sure.
And being able to, you know, work on a robot that's going off to Boeing in Seattle on Tuesday, and then work with a colleague in mechanical engineering working on literally microfabrication to build,
wow,
robots smaller than a capillary.
Back up. You said a robot smaller than a capillary.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's what I'm talking about. That's crazy.
It's pretty cool.
I would call that teeny tiny robotics at that point.
So you need like a special microscope to actually be able to see it. Right. So it's many times smaller than what you could actually physically see with your own eyes.
Absolutely. That's why I'm so excited to talk about all this stuff. So
it's cool.
Let's go back to Dave here over at Heavy Robotics. Now, I just said spun off from Carnegie Mellon. Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been in the market for now?
We've been around for 3 years.
3 years. And so where are you gaining traction in the marketplace right now?
Right now, most of our sales for our components are in kind of research, academia, both for education and research.
Okay.
We do have some industrial customers, more of like the R&D side of, you know, a commercial organization, and actually increasingly startups. So people who are looking to put robotics into new applications, and because of that aren't really as married to things like existing industrial standards. They just want something that matches like modern web technologies and lets them move as fast as possible in terms of trying things in the real world.
Without a doubt. Oh, I love it. That's just so cool. So Jeff, over at Seagrid now, I mean, you guys, you said you're a pretty big company at this point. Like, is the word a mature robotics company the way to describe you guys?
I'm not sure I would have used that word. I guess we were founded 14 years ago, so we're an unruly teenager at this point.
Unruly teenagers are good.
Yeah, so I think...
Just don't start smoking cigarettes yet.
Yeah,
right?
We're trying not to, okay. Yeah. I think that the company is growing. We're about 110 people. And it's all about scale and execution at this point.
Right.
So it's a different mode of the business. You know, it's sort of past the proof of concept. It's well
exactly.
Past the, you know, is the market there and can we do this? So we've gotten past that, and now, you know, there's a whole new host of interesting problems to solve once you get past that.
Oh, I love it. So. For years and years and years, I think it was like 97 or 98, the Wall Street Journal dubbed us Robo Burgers. They gave us some weird name, which is great, but I'm kind of like real weirded out by the word Robo Burger. It's like, you know, but it's great. But at that time, it was mostly research. We weren't seeing as many companies. And where I've become really excited in the past 4 or 5 years is seeing all these new companies that are spinning off, like the heavies popping out. And you guys spun out like 14, 15 years ago. And you were one of the first, really, at that point. So what are your thoughts on how things are bubbling now? I mean, am I right in saying that I'm seeing a lot of activity of new companies that are popping up from all the great research happening at Carnegie Mellon over there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's, something on the order of 10,000 tech companies in the Pittsburgh area.
Exactly. And you've been reading my State of the Industry
yes,
report.
Yes, and 300,000 employees. I know the stats, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's great. You know, I think that, you know, Pittsburgh has come a long way. I came here for CMU for grad school, and that was in the early 90s.
Okay.
So it's really different now than what it was then. So it's been growing leaps and bounds.
Without a doubt.
It's gotten to the point now where, you know, a lot of people turn their thesis into a startup.
That's right.
Like,
that's
what I'm talking about.
That's
why I sleep better at night. Because
really
people are taking a thesis and they're making it into a company like Heavy, where they're making pieces to build your own freaking robot out of. Or guys like Jeff over here, where it's like, no, we can actually automate warehouses and make dangerous jobs, you know, more safe, or repetitive jobs that people don't want to do, and make them better.
Yeah, absolutely. Like computers drive better than humans.
Oh, I tell you.
Yeah.
And we need to get over this stigma of like, well, all these robots are going to be taking people's jobs away. Like, that's such a short-term look at things. Absolutely drives me nuts. It's like, you're going to create better jobs because of the technology that you guys are creating, for crying out loud. There's, like, come on.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And we see it not only in, you know, there's lots of studies that I think support that and you know, the macro trends, but we see it at a customer level.
Right.
You know, very few jobs are lost. They get reallocated into something that is far higher value for our customers anyway. So, yeah, I see, you know, technology in the short term, people are threatened by it, but in the long term, it is always a job creator. There are new jobs that you don't know about yet that robots are going to
create.
And the caveat on that is that because things are happening so fast, you cannot possibly place enough emphasis on education.
Because what
people have to be learning is like a moving target, right? So, like, you know, I have a 2-year-old now. By the time he graduates from college, like, whole jobs will have come and gone
by that point.
Right, by that point in time.
Absolutely.
So we can't possibly be talking enough about education at
Without
all.
Without a doubt. I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about this and more. If you go to iTunes and just search Tech Vibe Radio, you will find the Buchanan Lab series that we're doing here on robotics. We're going to nerd out about all this stuff and more. So I really encourage everyone, after listening to this, go over to iTunes, check it all out. This is Jonathan Kersley from the Pittsburgh Technology Council bringing you Tech Vibe Radio. And so glad to be partnering with Buchanan, Ingersoll & Rooney and Buchanan Labs to make this type of content happen. We'll be back after this quick break. Hang tight. Learn more about the Tech Council by going to pghtech.org.
Welcome back. Thanks for keeping your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio this Friday night. I am Jonathan Kersting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And Audrey, as I always say, we get to hang out with some of the greatest company in Pittsburgh. We got the men and women that build our tech companies, and we have the folks from ShowClix with us tonight.
Wow.
So I'm very excited about it. I mean, ShowClix is one of these really cool companies that, from Pittsburgh, doing really cool stuff. It's changed and morphed a little bit over the years, but we're here to kind of talk about some of that. So who do we have with us in the studio tonight?
So you have Nate Good. I'm the CTO over at ShowClix.
Excellent.
And I'm Brian Arnone. I'm the president and COO.
Very, very
great.
Cool, man.
Thanks to have you guys here.
The two top dudes from the company. I love it.
Talk about the company, because you've been around for a while, but you're doing new stuff, right? You've made some changes, you know, which happens all the time.
Yeah. So technically, this is our 10th year in existence. Big, exciting anniversary for us.
Are you buying a big sheet cake?
We haven't planned anything. We got to get on that, I guess.
You don't have a 10-year anniversary without a giant sheet cake. That's saying.
That's true. Right? We'll add it to the list. There's a lot of other stuff going on.
And for 20 years, you should see how big of a sheet cake you get. Massive. I'm just saying.
Looking forward to it. So 10 years. I started off actually as kind of an event destination site, I guess you might call it.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, looking for exciting things to do in the area, and we were the place for that. And just kind of naturally transitioned into then becoming a ticketing company, because a lot of those clients that were listing events on ShowClix said, hey, I want to sell this thing online.
Right.
And it's been history ever since. We really grew the product there from being a ticketing company to now kind of a full service technology company for event organizers.
You've been there all 10 years?
I have not. I'm pretty close.
Okay.
8 years for me.
8 years? Close enough.
Yeah, he's the newbie.
Okay.
Yeah, so I celebrated my 2-year anniversary just last month.
Excellent.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's been great. We've had, you know, our most successful year growth-wise was last year.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Very cool.
We've made a point to take the lead in the Comic-Con space. So today, ShowClix is the leading ticketing provider to the largest Comic-Cons in the United States.
Where is that being held?
Well, actually, many Comic-Cons.
So we do
New York Comic-Con, which is one of the largest there.
LA, right?
And LA is another one, yeah. So we have New York happening at the beginning of October and LA Comic-Con at the end of October.
So the use case now. So talk about that. You know, who is listening and might be a user or might be a customer?
Yeah, a variety of businesses. You know, we really pride ourselves on providing technology and services to help live event organizers drive ticket sales, understand their business and business trends, really in the whole hope of growing their businesses, right? And so anyone who is selling tickets is a potential client for us. We really heavily focus, again, on those consumer conventions. We work with a lot of festivals, beer, food, and wine, music festivals, and a variety of other
which
types.
The Poor in the Park.
Right.
I'm on the board of the County Parks Foundation, and we had our Poor in the Park a few weeks ago, and I use ShowClix to go and get my tickets.
Very cool.
Show up. And what I love about using ShowClix is it sends it to your phone, and it reminds you, and it gives you everything you need to get there without having to, like, thumb through
check
stuff.
Check this out.
I'm just saying.
Is this a ringer?
Yeah.
Is he a ringer?
You're hired.
Like, everybody should be using this when it comes to this, because, I mean, it just makes your life so much easier. Yes.
Did you pay him before this?
He did.
Hey,
he
what's
did.
Up with that?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm that's unsolicited from the standpoint. Like,
but what about people who are in events management? Like, they will want to use ShowClix. So give some examples there.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, event management, like any producer of a live event, right? So we focus heavily, again, on those consumer shows, festivals, museums, and attractions. There's obviously, you know, plenty of organizers in other industries, whether it's sports or arts or, you know, something that we work with some, but that's not where our primary focus is. So it's really those event managers who are putting on kind of that annual event. So whether it's a convention they're bringing people to every year or that festival they're bringing to every year, ShowClix is, you know, the right partner for them.
That's
because
great.
We'll drive awareness of their events as well as provide them with data insights that will help them for future years.
Yeah. I love the data insights. I'm learning a little bit more about all what you provide somebody so they can build a better event, a more effective event. Tell us about the data you collect and how you're able to let them use that to build better stuff.
Sure. That's the exciting stuff. So, you know, one thing we realized pretty early on is that to be an effective event organizer, you have to know who's sitting in your seats, who is your audience. And so a lot of the work we've been doing recently has been focused around solving that problem. So there's a handful of products that are features that are in the product now and some things that we've got kind of in the pipeline. Some of the stuff that we're excited about there in the product are a tool called Segments. Mm-hmm. This allows you to do kind of, I guess, what you'd call cohort analysis. You can kind of slice and dice your audience base based on everything from geographic data to purchase behavior data. So things like, you know, show me people that have attended at least 3 events in the last year and have spent at least $500 lifetime value with my organization.
This is powerful stuff then. You can really...
Yeah. So the idea is then you take that and you craft much more targeted marketing at those people. The people that are you know, year after year buyers, you want to speak to differently than the person who's a first-time attendee. And so the idea is we give our organizers the tools to do that and then kind of get out of their way to do their kind of content planning. So we have that piece. Another big one that we like to talk about is timelines, which is a way to do kind of time series analysis, year-over-year comparison of how your events are trending against one another.
Right.
And kind of see how those spikes kind of correlate with your marketing efforts and can see if you're on track or behind where you were last year. And hopefully course correct sooner rather than later.
We work with a lot of organizers that work with outside producers that they partner with. And so timelines has been a great tool for us because it enables you to see your daily sales without actually needing a login to the system. So we save you a lot of time by saving a URL you go to, quickly get your accounts, and can move on.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have like a little spreadsheet that does that.
Right.
And it's very effective, right?
It's very effective.
Yeah. We like replacing Excel.
Yeah, exactly.
So what has surprised you over these last 2 years since you've been?
You know, I think what surprised me the most, I moved to Pittsburgh from San Francisco. And so, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was there, you know, I've worked in this industry a long time. And obviously, there's a lot of great tech talent there. And a desire.
That's what I've heard.
Hire,
I don't believe that.
Right. Well,
yeah,
a desire.
It's just
to
a
hire
rumor, right?
A lot of
just
them,
a
yeah.
Rumor.
But what's been impressive here in Pittsburgh has been the level of tech talent here. I think it's greater in a lot of ways. The things that I've seen the team build at ShowClix, not just the pieces, the tools they've built, but the sheer speed at which they build it.
Really?
Is pretty incredible.
I love
it. Wait, so you're saying that, so drill down a little bit.
So, you know, when Nate talks about these tools like Segments and timelines, I mean, just the approach to it is one thing, and I think we see that a variety of companies have great approaches to building new software, but it's really like the pride this team takes on, you know, working the long hours, getting these products launched on time, and really making sure that they're providing the data we need to the staff to get them excited and to get internally our clients excited about using these tools.
I love it, man.
So what do you think about Pittsburgh?
So I love Pittsburgh. So my dad's from, so you know, full disclosure, my dad's from here. All his side of the family's from here. I was born in Manchester, England. So my dad used to tell me for as long as I can remember, you have to root for the teams from where you were born, and that sucks for you. You don't have football, no baseball, but don't worry, you can root for my teams. And to really sell me on it, he bought me a ton of Manchester United gear. So I'm a huge Manchester United fan, but I'm also a crazy Pittsburgh Steelers, Penguins, and Pirates fan.
But so you have family here.
I do, yeah. Not as many are around as it used to be, but yeah, I still have some family here.
And so what surprised you about here, living in San Francisco versus here?
Well, I mean, I think really just all the innovation that's happening in Pittsburgh. Obviously I'm proud of what we're doing at ShowClix, but there's plenty of companies that I've talked to since being here that are really doing some cool things. I also think just the fact that the city has drawn in companies like Google to have such a large presence here, and Uber and that kind of thing is really exciting, and seeing like Amazon's and Facebook's and that coming in. Obviously, I don't want the challenges with trying to hire people against them, but I do get excited about all this innovation happening in Pittsburgh. If there's going to be a city that's going to look like the Jetsons one day, maybe it will be Pittsburgh.
I think it's going to be here. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And so
are you a native Pittsburgher?
I am. Yeah, born and raised.
Oh, so you've seen the iteration.
Yeah, it's been really exciting as kind of like a techie to grow up in Pittsburgh and kind of watch this transformation kind of unfold before our eyes, like some of us have seen here in Pittsburgh. And so being a part of that industry and watching ShowClix grow as Pittsburgh has grown has been really interesting.
All the way around. And what keeps it interesting at ShowClix?
I mean,
folks like you can do whatever you want, really, at the end of the day. But you're doing the yeoman's work there at ShowClix. What makes it such a great place to be?
Yeah, so I think there's something interesting about ShowClix, and this is kind of what we use to help sell against the Googles and Ubers and stuff, is that there aren't a whole lot of people that, like, hate live events. There's something inherently interesting about that. So it's really important to be excited about the things you work on.
For sure.
And so, you know, when we get to take our engineers up to New York Comic Con and they see a crowd of 100,000 people all decked out like Superman, Batman, whatever, hero, they get really excited about it. And you get to actually visualize the user base like you wouldn't usually.
And your technology is making that event happen.
Exactly.
It's, you know? that it's getting all those costumes in the door.
Exactly.
So cool, man. All the way around. I don't know. I forget that it's been 10 years.
I know. I can't believe it. We should send them a sheet cake.
We need to send you guys a sheet cake.
Awesome.
It'll look like a ticket or something like that.
The team will
like
love it.
Yeah.
Will they love that? Because we're proud of you. I mean, you've gone through, you know, in 10 years you go through bumpy roads. So we're here talking to ShowClix and getting an update on them if you've just dialed in. So they're on their decade of experience, and they've made some major changes over the last couple of years. And, you know, pay attention, people. They're doing some really interesting things.
Yeah, and with a couple minutes left, I hear you guys are in, like, hiring mode. As you were mentioning before, what a great environment is to work and how, like, you're in there. You can actually see a difference being made. You can be excited and passionate about something.
Right.
What are you guys looking for? Who are you hiring? What are you trying to do?
So we're hiring kind of across the board. On the tech side, we're hiring software engineers, that's web application engineers, mobile engineers, UX, UI engineers, as well as we have some open data science positions as well.
Excellent.
So it's kind of across the board.
If you go to your website, people can
absolutely
come on, right? So showclix.com.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple.
That's great.
We're growing the sales team. You know, we've actually hired a lot of sellers all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Support folks. And what you find when we go and interview these folks, I just show them our Twitter feed, honestly, or our Instagram
feed.
You can see all of our people hanging out at events, and they're working them, right? But they're enjoying them as well.
Right.
I mean, one event we had just this past weekend was Steel City Big Pour, which is favorite of mine. And just to see, you know, the smiles on the staff's faces and all the things they're doing is really cool.
Fantastic stuff. I love it. ShowClix, making us proud. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Audience,
why we do Tech Vibe every Friday is to hang out with folks like these. All I'm saying is, and keep tuning in every Friday night if you want more action. This is what's making Pittsburgh great these days, without a doubt. And we're putting a spotlight on every Friday. This has been Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And we're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Our passion is working with companies like ShowClix day in and day out. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.